Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jack Devine is our guest, our new friend, soon to not be new friend. We're going to get him back, and we got a lot more questions to ask him. He's the author of the thrilling new American Spymaster story, Good Hunting. Folks, I encourage you to find this book. It's a fictional story, but it basically covers his career. And Jack, thanks again for being here, and congratulations again on the book. I've got so many questions. I hope this won't be your last time to join us on the show. But I wanted to ask you: would you say that? Well, give us your opinion of how the relationships are, the tensions maybe between the different agencies, it's different intelligence agencies, the FBI, the military, the CIA. How are they working together now?
Well, this is, you know, an age-old problem. It's like, you know, a large family and sibling rivalry, you know, and many of these things are turf issues. But frankly, as time goes by, when a new agency is created, the adjustments are made, and eventually people, their relationships improve. One of the ones, there's two, actually, when you think of CIA. State Department used to have a really difficult time with CIA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the CIA chiefs, you know, had higher profiles than the ambassador. But in the mid-70s, they basically came up with a state CIA agreement. And that hasn't been a problem. In fact, during my career,
mm-hmm.
when we were at the table, most often we voted together.
Do you think the agencies are working together now in 2015, going forward in 2016? Do you think the different intelligence law enforcement agencies are working together? Was the Patriot Act the right thing to do?
Well, I think they are working together, and one of the fundamental reasons is because they have to work together. You know, you and I were talking earlier about the volume of information, the speed of information. You can't mm-hmm. afford to be by yourself, locking up all your information, not sharing it. So I think there's the act, and then there's the reality of the world, and everyone has been forced to get along.
But that firewall that the Patriot Act pulled down, that was a bad thing, wasn't it?
Well, look at Snowden, and you look at Manning and their ability to undermine the system.
Right.
What happened is, and I wrote an article in the Financial Times years ago saying it's not about connecting the dots, about getting the dots in the first place. You know, the connecting part, you have to do it smartly. In other words, mm-hmm. you can connect dots, but it should be between people that need to know. It can't be some sorry captain corporal out in the middle of Afghanistan who can read the Secretary of State. Something's wrong with the system.
I agree with that.
The problem is most leaders today, the heads of agencies, there's a generational problem. They don't really understand the vulnerabilities of the system because they haven't grown up on it. Now maybe it'll get better as the years go by.
Well, you think we're in a little bit of a learning, some of the things that have been going on recently have been more growing pains than mismanagement.
Yeah, and I think some of the turf battles going to the beginning over my span of my 32-year career, often it was personalities. J. Edgar Hoover didn't get along with Dick Helms. But the people below knew they had to get the job done, so they'd meet late at night and compare notes. So
let me ask you.
A lot of times it's personalities and not really substantive.
I want to make sure I ask you this question before we get out of here. What do you think of the president's Iranian nuclear deal?
Well, my view on it, it's certainly not a great deal, and it's not the end of the world. You know, is this the best deal they can negotiate? I don't know. But I think what's going to happen here is the Iranians will go along with this for 3 years. I mean, just roughly speaking.
Mm-hmm.
They want the money. They'll get the money. They want to get the sanctions lifted. They want to get them so embedded that you can't roll them back. But, you know, I was chief of Iranian operations in the mid-80s, and I haven't seen anything that's changed since then in the sense that they will then start to to cheat around the edges, it'll be too hard for us to roll it back. So this is not a 15-year-old deal. So my worry would be, you know, what happened? And I think we have to make really clear to them, and the credibility is an issue, that we are just not going to let them have a nuclear weapon, okay? And we really have to do that, because if we allow...
I don't see this administration being the one that... Obviously, by the time all this happens, President Obama will be out. But I'm thankful he won't be the guy who will have to enforce that, because I don't think he would do it.
Well, my concern is the next president of the United States has to have clearer in his mind.
Right. And a conviction that has to be done.
Acceptable. In other words, we cannot... Iran cannot have a nuclear deal.
Right.
If you want to do this for 3 years to buy some time, but you can't just slide after that 3 years and let them move in the direction of a nuclear deal.
Jack, I got 45 seconds.
Yep.
In 2015, looking into 2016, what keeps the former chief of operations of the CIA up at night?
Well, I think it's the question you were talking about last, and that is, we have to be very careful about the proliferation of nuclear weapons. And we already have some unstable countries. We can't let any unstable country have a nuclear weapon, because we already have a couple, like Pakistan, that you have to worry about where it's going to turn. But I think we have to keep our eye on it. ISIS, one way or the other, we're going to, that it's not a winning team. They're going to run out of, they're going to eat themselves. But nuclear weapons, once you have them, they're there to stay.
That's right.
Even if you have a handful, a dozen, Pakistan and India both have 120 nuclear weapons.
Jack, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day and just talk about this some more?
Absolutely. Anytime, Jim. I enjoy talking to you and your audience.
Jack Devine, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Good Hunting.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.